Let's follow up on another story. Earlier this year, five big banks settled the so-called robo-signing case, admitting they rushed the foreclosure processes for thousands of homeowners. Now those banks are working to forgive and modify $20 billion worth of home loans. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, yesterday was the first chance to look at how banks are handling this part of the settlement.
Joseph Smith's first full report wasn't due until November, but he was eager to keep the issue top of mind.
I hope that this report and the reports that follow will inform a public debate around the mortgage issue that will lead to an improvement of that market and to better results for consumers in our economy.
Smith is the appointed monitor of the settlement agreement, and in the first 3 months, he said banks self-reported issuing $10.6 billion worth of consumer relief, including refinancings and principal loan forgiveness. Banks earn credits toward their total settlement amount, and not all relief counts dollar for dollar. So the $10 billion does not mean banks are halfway to their goal. But Smith says,
this is a first step, and I'm encouraged by it.
Bank of America must pay the biggest share of the settlement. But the report showed the bank had not completed any refinancings or principal reduction modifications. But Dan Fram, a spokesman for the bank, says the bank has made a lot of progress since the end of June.
And we do feel that within the first year of the program, we will reach or exceed all program targets under the agreement.
The banks have 3 years to meet their targets. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.